Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Curiouser and curiouser, Heidi Hollis joining us. Of course, she's been involved with Coast to Coast AM, that show. And we're talking about these weird encounters over the years, shadow people, gray aliens, the Hat Man. We talked about that briefly early on. Can we go more into Hat Man? Every time you say Hat Man, I think of a song from the 60s. Batman, Bat, forget it. Go ahead, Heidi.
That's funny. Well, yeah, I gave him that name because he generally was seen with a hat. He doesn't always wear a hat, but he's something that can blend in to look like a shadow, but he can also step out from the shadows. And that's when I stopped calling him Hat Man Shadow and just calling him Hat Man, because you can see he wears a three-piece suit. You can see his cape or trench coat. You can see his teeth. You can see his eyes. You could see, if he has hair on his face sometimes. So he's a bit different than just sitting in the back always. And these shadow beings answer to him. He controls them. The Grim Reaper-looking shadow thing also. The negative alien beings, the more negative ones, he'll be seen alongside of him. The old hag, be seen alongside of him. Him directing them. So he is the epitome of evil. You think that you've seen the worst. If you've seen any of those other creatures I mentioned, you'd have no idea until he gets his focus on you. And it's horrible. Absolutely horrible. And I've had, it was once a handful growing in popularity. Now, like, well, he didn't scare me, so I think he's a guardian. And, like, he is very patient. It might take him years, but he's studying you. You're just seeing him. I said, but the second he takes a closer step, he found a way to wiggle his finger into your life, you're going to wish that you weren't taking him as being docile, because that's your worst nightmare. Anything you could imagine he's done to a person or could be done to a person, he's done it. That's disgusting. Kids, children. So the quote, Slender Man phenomena, ripped off from the Hat Man phenomenon. He loves going after children. He is a truly, truly dark, sinister force in the world.
So, yeah, so Slender Man is ripped off from Hat Man. All right. How do you say that? By what reasoning?
It's not a stretch, is it? It's a tall, suited man that goes after children to have them do horrible things to be with him. it's not a stretch. Because he's often seen as faceless as well as Slender Man topic. And I've been interviewed a few times regarding that. And you want to hear something that's really horrible. I can't remember the exact dates anymore, but you heard of the little girls that attacked their friend out in Wisconsin and to try to be with Slender Man, correct? Try to make a blood sacrifice. So, personally, Hat Man had never come at me personally. And I wrote a book only dedicated to the topic of him. Oh, he was popping around quite a bit. And I'm working as a therapist. He went after my patients. I mean, it was crazy. In front of everybody, type of thing. And this is just, I'm about to put this out, and he's really acting up. And was it 2 weeks after I published it? The two little girls, the significance of that happening, one little girl convinced the other that, about Slender Man, because the little girl said, oh, I saw him when I was little. I believe he's real. I probably saw Hat Man. So they go to do this act 2 weeks after I published the book, about a 15-minute drive from my family's home. Mm. So I took it personal, as a personal nod, because he never came at me. But he did, all with me putting that book together. And it was so apparent.
Well, and some people would say that, well, because you put that book out there, then you've basically opened new people for Hatman to experience.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that only a couple of times, but more often than not, I get, thank God you did that. I thought I was the only one. I still weekly get emails saying that. I didn't know. I had no idea. And it's been a privilege to be able to wake people up to the reality. And I think with knowledge comes power, because people are suffering in silence. And then I hear of some people going out there speaking on my work, but making it their own, saying, oh, they're neutral. There's no need to fear those things. I'm like, what? What? You know, the audacity, first off. I had somebody say on another show, it's like, well, that's controversial that you trademark these things. I'm like, should Stan Lee feel bad that he, you know, invented Spider-Man and you guys stuck with that title? And, you know, it's like, it was a lot of years of me hoofing it across the country uninvited to speak on these things, selling a self-published book, trying to educate people. It's been a long haul to be disregarded in that capacity. So far, no TV show, no other lecturer, no other book author, no films have ever asked my permission. They have just gone and made their millions and bragging it up. And it's been shocking, really shocking.
And you're certain they got this idea from you?
Pretty darn certain. I had to trademark, you have to prove your copyright and prove the source of it. Other people tried to trademark those two, but they couldn't, because I didn't realize trademark offices protect the rightful owners and they could see who did it. I'm like, wow, interesting. So yeah, those titles, calling it by those names, referring to these creatures, yes.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, I definitely remember, you know, you writing about this stuff even before.
Yeah.
Your book, even before your book came out. I mean, long before anybody else.
Yeah, and I didn't name it. I didn't put the word out there. I was warned to not say exactly what it was by those beings that connected with myself and Samantha, not to say. But in general, I went on Jeff Rintz and spoke of the threat, but I wouldn't say the word of it. But the book was out there. I wrote it in 97, and it was circulated among the biggest names you can imagine, trying to get it published. And took 4 years, but they all knew about it. So, yeah, it was quite, I mean, I was just struggling trying to get word out there, but it was hard to do back then.
So, do you still have a day job?
Well, currently I write a lot of books, and I'm, of course, a host on Dark Becomes Light on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM podcast network. So I do that mostly now. I am still a registered occupational therapist with behavioral health as a focus. Currently not doing that as much, but yeah.
Well, it's hard, of course, to do this full time, so we understand that. A lot of people tried, and it gets to be pretty strange. Okay, these days, of course, people pay more and more attention to the UFO aspect because of the 2017 article in the New York Times about a government project to investigate UFOs. And some of the Pentagon budgeting, they mention one thing which kind of brings us to you and your work, and that is human effects, the hitchhiker effect, where people see a UFO and suddenly all you know what breaks loose and strange things happen about them. And it sounds to me like, you know, well, you're one of the early players in that arena, but isn't it interesting that the authorities would take it seriously, even though that's never mentioned in the press conferences? You don't see that mentioned when the members of Congress who help shepherd this bill for the Pentagon UFO project, which has undergone different names, they did that, but they didn't consider, or don't want to tell you, they considered human effects. We'll talk about more of this. And by the way, Heidi, we'll be back for After the Paracast too. With Heidi, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So have you followed anything about that, Heidi, about the government investigations now?
To an extent. I don't put a lot of weight on what they're finally putting little trickles out there of. I mean, they should just lift the garage door to the craft they have. I mean, it's silly to tic-tac, you know, come on now. It's so silly. So I don't have a lot of faith in the process with them.
So the craft they have, you would say that's from the Roswell crash?
Oh, they have more than that. And let's just say I have kind of a firsthand knowledge of it, and it's angering because I know so many people have dedicated their lives to unveiling the truth of UFOs, and then they try to change the narrative. Oh, UAP. No, it's UFOs, because my brothers and sisters that laid their life on the line to talk about these things, and you're going to take that away from them? No. You know, so I just, it's disappointing. It's really disappointing. And I'm ashamed of what they've done. I mean, I'm glad they're talking about it to an extent now, but look at all the damage they've done and the people who they've discredited.
Okay, looking back at craft, let's talk about that briefly here. Okay, so the Roswell episode, you believe, was a spaceship, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what else? What other incidents are there?
What other incidences? Oh, gosh. They don't put it out there, and there's some people that have confided in me that I really can't discuss, but, I mean, it's not ones that, that's out there in the public. I mean, they have a lot of craft, and they have, how many times have there been reported military craft chasing a UFO shooting at it? You know, what are they? They're not chasing it to play, you know? It's like, and how many have they taken down? The beings that I've had contact with said they shoot at us. They shoot us down. So I think that there's a lot that we're not aware of, definitely. And they're never going to tell us all that.
So their protective systems, their shields, whatever, aren't very effective against Earth firepower?
Well, we say they have protective shields like out of Star Trek, but we don't know what they really have. But some of the craft I've seen, I mean, the skin of the craft look alive. So they're harming a living thing. I don't know how badly that would take them down or quickly.
That sounds like a TV show, Farscape, where the spaceships were living beings. Don't know if you remember that show.
No, it's been a long time, but that's the first thing that popped in my head when I saw, especially the biggest one I've seen, the whole body of it glowed an orangish red, just took up the whole sky, just the whole sky. You look up and that's all you can see. It was how big it was.
Okay, so let's clarify this. Other than Roswell, you can't relate to us any specific episode. And that what you've heard about has been given to you in confidence. Can you give us a few scattered details without betraying that confidence?
Just where one of them, where a craft was, I guess, in Nebraska. That's just the state of Nebraska where one was brought. I think that's probably the one that's most abrupt in my mind, but I mean, there's others that just don't get discussed, and I mean, I don't know, but yeah, that's the one in Nebraska.
What about the one in Virginia, Brazil, the city in Brazil? Have you heard about that one? 1996, I believe.
Well, is that with the entity that was caught running with the bumps on its head?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and then our U.S. Troops came and grabbed, took over the situation or something. It's like, I think that there's a lot of involvements that are going on that we'll never be privy to. I think it's a crazy situation, but I mean, why? Why are we controlling this so much? Why is this narrative being controlled so much? I mean, because there's money to be made. There's explorations that are going on far beyond what we're understanding. I think the whole process of NASA is almost like a comedy show because they have things that could zap to wherever they want to go. But we're sitting there, ooh, let's put this rocket fuel under our behinds, you know, and shoot ourselves out there. I don't have a lot of faith in what we see. Having understandings that I do and having military abductions and being interrogated by these so-called people that are supposed to have our back, I don't trust the situation. I had some horrible, elongated military abductions, you know, asking me about what I know. You know, it's crazy.
Wait, the military has accosted you and interrogated you?
Yes, they have. Yeah. And I did not know what I was dealing with. I had no idea. Like, why on earth? Like, at the time, it wasn't something that was spoken of. my labs, you know, military objections. I had no idea. I'm like, well, that was a strange situation, you know. I'm in my pajamas in a military installment. I recognize the puke green paint on the cinder block walls, you know. I'm like, come on now. It was crazy. So
I'll tell you what, why don't you tell us, because we have plenty of time left, tell us one episode in which the military interrogated you.
Yeah. Well, this one time I woke up sitting in a chair upright in my pajamas because I heard this man sitting across from me screaming at me, and he's slamming his fist down on one of those metallic gray desks. He's got a, and I look up and I see he's got a white shirt on, navy blue tie, and he's screaming. Oh, and I look to the guy next to me and he's standing there in full camouflage with a rifle. And I remember looking at the walls and seeing the cinder blocks and the green paint. And he's like, "Slick, Grayman, you got to tell us where they're at. You got to help us find them." And I was like, "Help you find who?" And I said, "Where the heck am I?" And then I heard, "Oh, she's waking up. I'm out."
Okay, so where were you before you woke up in this interrogation room?
I was home in my bed.
So it was like the time that you encountered the aliens at home. You were sleeping, everything was cool, and then suddenly you wake up and the military wants to know your secrets.
Yeah. Yep. It was the craziest thing, and I'm like, but I knew it wasn't a dream. What a thing to experience. I'm like, what? You know, I sure didn't talk about it. I'm like, that was odd. You know, and then when it happened again, and this felt like the same military installation, and having something similar happen, I was done. I was like, this is crazy. I'm in my pajamas, and I'm here. I mean, I was there for hours, and just so angry, absolutely angry. This, you know, here's our government and our people grabbing us in our pajamas and asking us questions, and I'd wake up, and I'd have these, like, little marks on my arms, like I'd been injected with something. I'm like, wow, what is this? And then it was a few years more before I ever heard somebody talk about military abductions, and I almost fell off my seat. Couldn't believe it. Like,
well, I'm going to ask you on the next segment, why you think the military cares enough to go through this entire process to basically kidnap you. Heidi, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. Police in North Carolina investigating multiple deaths as a murder-suicide.
It happened Saturday morning in High Point when police received calls of two people screaming for help. Captain Matt Truitt says officers forced their way into the home where they discovered the five victims.
Officers were doing what's called a protective sweep to check for victims and or suspects. And once they ended up clearing the entire home inside, they unfortunately found three deceased juveniles and two deceased adults.
Officers say they have no reason to believe there is any threat to the community. Police are not releasing more details to protect their investigation. I'm Jerry Garmash.
As President Biden visits the border in El Paso, Texas, Florida also experiencing an influx of migrants. One person died in an avalanche in Colorado yesterday. Rescue teams still searching for another victim. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Our guest Heidi Howell is telling us the military has kidnapped her on more than one occasion from the sanctity of her bedroom, taken her to some kind of military installation, and interrogated her. How many times has this occurred?
At least three times that I can recall.
When and where were you when this happened? In what city were you living?
I was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the time. Yeah, and it's just the craziest thing. I mean, I was in college still at the time. I had a lot of activity going on around that time. And just who would have thought? I mean, why something like this, you know? I mean, we all know what dreams feel like, you know? But I also know when I'm awake and doing things. And the second scenario, I was really upset because I was there for hours. Only to be interrogated by these yahoos in white shirts, navy blue ties, which I learned is a pattern, them wearing that kind of setup. So they don't want you to see their rank and, you know, their name on their jacket. And guys in the camouflage again with rifles. And I'm a laid back person. It's so funny. And it's like, I was livid when they started asking me questions. I literally took my finger, was shaking in their face, and I'm like, you know, what do you want to know where the aliens are? Well, I'm not going to tell you where the aliens are. I'm like, I said, you guys should all be ashamed of yourselves. And I just literally, and this, it's, I'm in my pajamas, right? And they're really baggy bottoms that I had on. And this one guy in the camouflage comes up behind me. And as I'm yelling at the guy with the white shirt, he like tugs up my pants, like, because they're starting to fall, and he's like kind of coming up to kind of control me or something. And I popped his hand, you know, away from my backside, pulling up my pants, you know? And when I did, that's when I really snapped out of it. You know, like, I was, you know, yelling at this guy, and then I'm like, I hit his hand, and I spun around, and I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Why am I here? Why am I here? What is going on here? Why are you guys doing this to people? I backed up into the corner. It was an old gymnasium, like total military, old-fashioned floor, wooden floor gymnasium. And I backed into the far corner. I was like, no. Get me out of here. Why are you here? Why are these things going on? And there's probably three or four of these military guys in the camouflage, young guys, and they're like, it's okay, this is all going to seem like a bad dream. I said, no, I'm going to remember you. I said, you guys, I can't believe you're doing this to people. I backed up all the way into the corner, and then, boom, I'm out again. So it was, that was bad. I mean, it was traumatic.
It sounds to me, if we're going to relate this to the abduction experience and then the military abduction, that maybe somebody was doing a mind control experiment on you to make you think these things occurred?
No way. Not mind control. I had marks on my arms. No, it's not mind control. So very real, very much happening. And again, was not something I discussed, you know, years later before I heard of military abductions. And I'm like, holy smokes. And I also got confirmation as to why it happened, and it's something I can't really discuss right now, but I absolutely got confirmation and acknowledgement about it from somebody in the military.
That doesn't really help us understand what happened to you when you have information you can't disclose. So we have a UFO crash that you can only give us cursory details. We have you being kidnapped on at least three occasions by the military, but you can't explain why, because
it's in the family.
Of confidence.
I know. Because it's in the family, that's why. It's something I'm not prepared to discuss fully, because it's in the family.
So, in the family, does your family have a military background?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Did you ever live on a military base?
No. So there's reasons for, and there's time and place for everything, and it's complicated. It's very complicated. And it's like, even if I say it was specifically here or there, nobody could go out and find and figure it, you know? So it's kind of like the being telling me, if I told you the planet, you wouldn't know what I'm speaking of anyway. So it's how it kind of is for me right now, because I'm still learning and trying to understand all that's taken place. And it's literally unfolding as we speak. So
therefore, we can't understand why you are being singled out for any of this.
Oh, it's in the family. I had to explain.
Okay, but a little bit. Okay, in the family. In the family. Hi, in the family. Does that mean your parents, your siblings had the same thing happen to them?
You know, I really couldn't say. I really don't know all of their understandings. Because they really, I don't want to say they're fearful, but there's something going on.
Did your military abductions occur around the same time that your roommate was doing the channeling?
The military abductions happened just before that, before I got the roommate. Yeah, so it was during the time that I had the grays came all in. So that's when I started having the military interactions. So after the grays came, these abductions happened. And I had another really, really bizarre situation that I don't know. I can't piece it together. But, it's just strange. Just really a lot of strange stuff. And it's like I've not been regressed to pull things forward to get the full picture. And I don't know if it's always necessary, because there's so many things going forward in my understanding that I still have to kind of piece together myself before I could speak to it absolutely clearly, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure if you could even trust like hypnotic regressions. There's just, as we know, you know, there's so many, you know, factors that can taint the the situation. All it takes is one wrong word from the hypnotist, mm-hmm. and it can send you going in a completely opposite direction.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. I mean, there's controversy about it, and I guess that's what kind of I hold dear to me, that to know these came to me on my own, you know? So it's the spontaneous elements of it surprised me, you know? Really surprised me.
Well, one of the things that Gene had mentioned, the hitchhiker effect, and there's a really good book that's been written called Contagious, and it deals with poltergeist experiences and how, mm-hmm. you know, they can become contagious. I mean, you know, it sounds like some of these events, like your roommate, you know, you infected her
yeah.
with whatever is, you know, that's going on around you. Because would she have had her experiences if she hadn't become your roommate?
I have wondered, you know, how it would have gone for her. I don't know. I mean, it's so strange because I really felt camaraderie among the people in my life that experienced things right along with me. So I thought, only to hear that's all stopped after we stopped hanging out. What? You know, coworkers, you know, just the strangest things. And I I'm like, is something wrong with me? Why is this happening? You know, what is this? You know, people I've never experienced or seen anything. Boom, you know, they're my friend and they're having all this stuff going on. And, you know, and now I know to feel bad a bit, you know, but now I try to empower people. It's like, if it's something scary, do this to protect yourself.
Let's break and we'll have more with Heidi and Gene and Tim. Getting Stranger, you're in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is me, the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
So, are you in touch with lots of other people, obviously with the abductions, but with the military abductions?
I've heard about it a lot over the years, but not specifically something I discuss. Unfortunately, being, you know, here I started off in the field officially, having one of the biggest UFO websites out there and a UFO group I ran for over 15 years in person. But now, you know, the shadow people lady, you know, that's all they know me as. So it's what I mostly get, you know, but I've always talked about the connectivity between shadow people, Hatman, and the UFO alien phenomenon and other phenomena. So yeah, it's not something that gets brought up a lot.
Do you think that there is a unified field, so to speak, with all the things that you just mentioned, UFOs, Hatman, Shadow Man, whatever?
You know, for myself, it's like, it wasn't just I had these experiences and it was this outward experience only and seeing the connections. I had a really wide awakening experience from the inside. I remembered so much. I remembered before I was born why I came here, what I was supposed to be doing. So to say, you know, if there a field of, all I knew is I was supposed to speak on these things as painfully honest as possible, keeping it real, telling as much as I know, because it's about helping people to open their eyes to the reality that we're in right now. So it's like, you know, if it's a field of study, I think it's just about being honest and admitting to what this world all entails.
And you have quite a few people contacting you with their own experiences and like, what's going on? Help.
Thousands, you know, thousands. The first night I spoke of shadow people, I must have got over 10,000 emails that first night. But it was AOL back then, and they delete your emails, and so I couldn't save them fast enough to keep them. It's just thousands. And over the years, I mean, it's been 20-plus years now, and yeah, it's just ongoing and such a process. And, you know, the work that I'm doing right now, it's probably the biggest work I've ever done. I mean, I'm pretty certain it is. I'm writing a new book right now. It's just, it's just all-encompassing. It's just going in places I never thought. So it's been eye-opening, that's for sure.
Well, you've definitely have come a long way since, I mean, I
we've known each other for years when you used to be on Mr. Cook's show and even before that.
Yeah.
And look what you're doing now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a dream come true. It's like I'm a host on Coast to Coast AM. What? You know, it's crazy. But it was wild and such a privilege, you know, when I first got on there, you know, college kid, and getting the chance to speak on Coast and became a fan favorite right away. And because I just, you know, I think I just talk about these things differently that might be confusing to some, like, oh, she's too upbeat or whatever. But that's just always been me. I just don't know how to stay down in the dumps, and I'm not going to apologize for it, you know. But I like to be relatable to people. And, you know, as an occupational therapist, helping in behavioral health as a focus, that's part of it, you know, helping people to find a way to get along in their life. So I'm very fortunate to be doing what I'm doing. And on my show, Dark Becomes Light, people are welcome to send any of their experiences that they've had, and I try to lend some insight because I'm somebody who's experienced a lot of odd things and got over it. You know, I think it's helpful. Hoping to keep growing with that.
Well, and we've seen you on television too recently.
Yeah, I've been on Ancient Aliens. I co-hosted on Mysteries Decoded. There's a few more that are coming up. I mean, I've done a lot of shows here and there, and it's been interesting, but disappointing as well. I've had a lot of times like, oh, you should have your own TV show, but gosh, you know so much stuff, but we can't have a woman lead. Can you teach a guy everything you know? No.
Seriously?
Not kidding. And then, you know, I talk on the shadow people thing, and then I find, oh, there's another expert we're going to talk to, another expert. Oh, that's all my material. Who is this? You know, and I get cut short for this guy to come on. What? It is unbelievable. And I just, you know, time and time again, and it's not like I get invited to go speak at a lot of conferences, though I've been out there for 20 plus years. I've always paid my own way, got there on my own dime, get a little table, sell myself, publish books, and when it's open mic time, get up there to talk. And, you know, because I remembered this is what I'm supposed to be doing, but it's not been something that the world has been really open to. Again, yeah, I am a minority woman, and it's been a hard struggle, you know, to do the right thing and to do that, you know, what's right, and try to help as many people as I can. And I don't charge people. And people are like, well, give your book away. Well, I have given thousands away, but, you know, who works for free fully? You know, it's like I can't afford paper for books. Sorry. Jeez, people. It's so crazy. It's like you're really trying to help. People say the crazy thing. I think I've met the first internet troll because I had a website up before most people knew what the internet was because my dad, computer engineer, so I just always had access to a lot of technology. So
what was the name of your first website?
UFO, the number 2 and the letter U, .com. So UFO2U.com.
I think I remember that one.
Yeah. It always was ranked up high with, you know, they used to vote, you know, top websites. Mine was That's usually right. even the top 3. Yep. That was me. Yep. My group was named that as well. I had for 15 plus years. And people were like, oh, you seem so young. And, well, hey, alien DNA, I guess.
Yeah, some of us have had websites up forever. I had my first about 1998, 1999. Yeah, and I know that Tim has been online for many thousands of years.
I think I put mine up in 98, if I think. Maybe 97. I don't know. Something like that.
I don't know. That sounds like around the time that I put my first one up, but I had to use GeoCities, so
I had to learn that HTML stuff.
That's right.
Gosh,
I've played a little bit in that, but WordPress is made easier. You don't have to mess around with HTML anymore. You just kind of work through a visual interface, and there it is. And even big newspapers use WordPress now. It's really gone everywhere. Millions and millions of people, WordPress. What are we talking about? This is not a technology show, although I have done that. Okay. Heidi, tell our listeners, if they're really, really curious about the things you do, where can they check you out and check out your books?
Yeah, well, they could go to my main website, which is HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com. It goes to the same site. And also TheOutlandersComic.com. I'm still living my dream doing my comics. Yeah, so I have my show, Dark Becomes Light, listed there. You could also go to CoastToCoastAM.com and find Dark Becomes Light and listen. And, yeah, submit your stories through my site. My books are all listed there. Everything that I do, I just put it up there. So always keeping the, you know, things rolling along and trying to learn and grow. And, you know, nobody has all the answers. Just trying to figure this all out together, right?
Very quickly, what's your next book going to be about?
Well, I'm going into the holy stuff. It's so funny. People don't realize, but my most highly reviewed and regarded book is on Jesus encounters that I was a skeptic of, and then I had myself. So that book was called Jesus is No Joke, because that's all I kept saying to my friends, like, whoa, he's real. So this next book is kind of a follow-up to that book based on Jesus encounters.
Hey, you can find us on Twitter if you look for The Paracast, but remember, with the way Twitter's going, we don't know how long that'll last, or you can check us out on Facebook. Although they won't let us put the URL for theparacast.com on there, just as they won't put the URL for conspiracyjournal.com, which, of course, is Tim's site. We also have branded merchandise at theparacast.shop, theparacast.shop, with logos, T-shirts in all different sizes. I mean, if you're really big, you're really small, we've got stuff for you. Don't forget the Paracast Plus at the Paracast.plus, where we give you the show free of the network ads, plus the exclusive After the Paracast podcast, where Heidi will be back with us. To get more information, go to the Paracast.plus, and if you use the coupon code UFO20, you get a 20% discount on 5-year and lifetime subscriptions, the Paracast.plus. Heidi Hollis, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you both kindly. This is great.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.